This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Pat Mack. More than 1,300 firefighters are fighting the High Park Fire west of Fort Collins today. Hundreds of people have had to evacuate, and some of them are out of their homes indefinitely. That's raising questions about their needs beyond things like food, clothing, and shelter. Larimer County opened a disaster recovery center at Colorado State University today to help with some of those long-term issues. KUNC's Grace Hood stopped by and filed this report.
The center got off to a slow start during its first official morning on the Colorado State University campus. A giant room in Johnson Hall is filled with tables staffed by people from various county agencies, including the health department. Sitting near the door behind a laptop is volunteer Christina Olivas doing intake with evacuees.
So you're the smiler?
Yes. Yeah, I am. I try.
Olivas is a high school senior and got the job through her mom.
Nobody really knows what to expect, and even if their place is there, and they have no idea what they're going to do.
We probably lost our place, and we're waiting for confirmation on that.
High Park evacuee John Fialco, who lives in the Davis Ranch area, says he came looking for longer-term housing. He got a long list of phone numbers, which is a start.
But it's a variety of contacts. Everything from apartment complexes to the housing authority to whoever.
Tammy Olivas, Christina's mom, works for the Larimer County Department of Human Services, which is giving out everything from bus passes to cash assistance. Not everyone qualifies for money, but she's helped at least one home-based business that's been left without tools.
We've been able to help give them some cash assistance to replace those, as well as some food assistance to get by for the next few months.
And whenever evacuees are allowed back into their homes, Larimer County Department of Health and the Environment's Jane Visti says there are health concerns, especially for those whose homes have been damaged.
You're going to be dealing with ash issues. You're going to be dealing with debris. You're going to be dealing with perhaps old rotting food, although that might be burned as well. You're probably going to be dealing with slurry or a fire retardant that was dropped.
All the more reason to get a tetanus shot, which the department will be giving out free on Monday morning.
KUNC's Grace Hood reporting. Of the firefighters on the scene today, 36 are prisoners. A select few of nonviolent offenders are part of a program that sends inmates to fight fires across the state. The prisoners at the High Park Fire are working right now, but we caught up with an inmate who just returned from putting out a fire in Park County. Inmate Robert Sims says the best part of the job is saving people's property. He recalls one grateful farmer at a recent fire.
He was thanking us for appreciation. He was asking us, did we want anything to eat? Even I said, do we want to take a shower? But, you know, I had to deny that. But he was happy.
Prison officials say there's never been a problem with inmates trying to escape while on a fire. They say the prisoners see it as a privilege to be in the program, a chance to put something on their resumes they can use once they're released. Sims oversees six other prisoners. He says it's the first time he's managed other people.
I have to make sure that their lives is protected, that they know where the safety zone at. No, I lead by example. I work hard, so I expect them to work hard.
Sims says he plans to continue fighting fires once he's released this fall. We'll have more from our interview with him on Colorado Matters tonight at 7. This is Colorado Public Radio.